What happened was, Tomna Shevashonin. So who did this now, wanted a preserver and put it for 7 years, Badufshin honey. Ika the army, some say, Boleh, that he lived with her all this time. And Ika the army, some say, no, Loi Boleh, he didn't live with her. But, so it's like this. The ones that said that he did live with her, the reason why he did this was to, for his Yetzori, he had a tie with live with her, so he wanted to preserve her body like. But the ones that says no, he did not live with her, why did he preserve her body for? Because you may be able to say, listen, this was my wife that killed herself. So they were able to say he married the daughter of the king. I call upon him Omar. Heard it said like this. Man Dorish, who's going to make the drush in this pasuk of Mikarev or Achicha Tosa Melecha Melech, that a king could only be made from Kerev Achicha? In other words, an Eved can't be a king. Heard this wants to become the king now. So he was angry. He said, like, who's going to make a drush to say that I can't be a king, that Yodarshin Mikarev Achicha, Achicha means, a brother means, and not an Eved Kenani. Rashi says, the Tosfos says, the Pasha the Kroah, the Mashmal of Mutti Yevid, Shuachicha the Mitzvahs, Eloi Bekachovim, for Abon Adorshin, no, the Abon Adashin, Mimuvcha Shabachicha. The Pasuk means, Mikara Bachicha means, from the best of your brothers, which means to be a king, you have to be born a Jew, and not a Nebuchadnezzar. So who did this ask? Who makes this drasha? They tell them over the Rabbonin are the ones that make these drashas. So, Kom Katlin Lukul Rabbonin. Who did this at that time killed out all the Tamir Chachomim then? And Shafke le Bava ben Buta. He only left over Bava ben Buta le Mishkel Eitzimineh to take advice, take counsel from him. So what Hordes did was Ahadalei Kalila Delila. He put some type of sharp material around his eye, and Nakrina Liena, he pulled out his eyes. He made him blind. Yom Achada, one day, also Hordes came v'Yosef Kameh and was sitting in front of Bava ben Buta. So he wants to test him out to see how he feels about himself, how Baba Buta feels about Hurdis. So Hurdis said to him, again he was blind, so he didn't know it was Hurdis. Omri said, Chazimar Hay Avda Bisha, my covet, did you hear about how that bit Eved acts? Now as he started to talk to Baba Buta about himself. Omalei, so Baba Buta said back to him, My Avidlei. No, Omalei, My Avidlei. So Baba Buta said, what should I do about it? Omalei, so Hurdis said back to him, Notayomar, let me see you curse him. And I was like, curse me. Omalei, so Baba Buta answered back and said, no. See, the Pasuk says, Gamba Moscha Melech Atakalo. Like, you can't kill a king, you can't curse a king. Omalei, Hailav Melech, but listen, this Hurdis is not a king. You know he's not a king. Omalei will have a Yosha. Listen, he's not a king, but he's a rich man. Bialim is a rich man. Look, see, the Pasuk says, don't curse the king, a rich man, even in your privacy. So Hurdis and Osi said, Baba Buta answered back, he's only left like a prince, like a president. The Pasuk says, I can't curse a Nasi Biyamcha. So Hurdis said back to him, but maybe that's only that's only if he acts like a Jew. Such a person you can't curse. But this Hurdis, he doesn't do actions like a Jew. To him, you're allowed to curse. Oh, Malay, so Baba and Buddha said back, I'm afraid of him. I don't want to curse him. Oh, Malay, so Hurdis said back to him, listen, nobody's around, it's only me and you. Dilma, Delay Malay, the Anov, nobody's around, you have to say it over. The Anov, the At Yasivna, it's only me and you here. What are you afraid about? Oh, Malay, so Hurdis said back, no. See, the Postman Keller says, no matter how privacy you are, the birds are there, they could take your voice. In other words, there's no such thing as privacy. No matter you think you're only talking to your friend, but word get out. So Kitsa heard Baba Muta was afraid to curse Hurdis, even though in front of this one person. Omalei, now Hurdis admitted and told him, I am he, I'm Hurdis, I'm the one that's talking to you. And now Hurdis said, you should know, he have a yadana didhir rabbanu kulihai. If I would have known that the rabbanim are so careful, watch themselves so carefully, like not to do anything bad, like have a katilnalu, I wouldn't have killed out all the rabbanim. Hashtun now Hurdis is, my takante dehu gavra. What's a takana? What kind of tshuva could I do to save myself not to get punished for the fact that I killed out all the tamir chachamim? Omalei. So Baba ben Buta said back to him, Omalei. Who kava oiroi shaloilom? He wiped out the light of the world. The Pasuk says, "Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or the Torah is the or is the light of the world." so by killing out the Talmud Chachamim, you killed out the light of the world, is now, you know what Yetakonar is? Yelech v'yasek b'yarvi shal olam. Go and try and build up, fix up the Beis HaMikdash, which is the next Oyru shal olam. You see the Pasuk says, v'noru elav kol agoyim, that come to the Beis HaMikdash, that will shine out to all the nations. That was the Eitzah that Boba Mabuta gave Hordis to go fix up the Beis HaMikdash. And Ika the army, some say, Hachi Yomalei. This is what Boba Mabuta answered back to Hordis. Who Sima Eina Shal Olam? You knocked out the eyes of the world, the Siv. For Ho Yimiyene Yeda, that from the eyes of the Eda, Yelach go now be Yisasek be Eina Shal Olam. Go and be Yisik in the eyes of the world. The Siv Hinani Mecholol Es Mikdashi. Goinu Uschem. Machmar Anechem. Kitzah from the base of Mikdash, that's the Machmar Anechem. So if you wiped out the Tamil Chomim, the Yetzah now is to go build up the base of Mikdash. So that was the eighth of Bava and Buddha gave, like to knock down the Beis HaMikdash and to rebuild it up, build it nicer now. So that was the kasha before, how was allowed to do it? You can't knock down the shul before you build another one. So that was the two terutzim, either that he saw a teya, he saw a crack in the wall, it was dangerous to leave it alone, or else a melech is different. When a melech says he'll rebuild it, you have a right to rely on him. There's no pshiyasa. Omalei, so Hurudra said back, you should know, mistafinim amachusa, I'm afraid of the Romans. I'm like, I work for them, but I need permission from the Romans to build up the Beis HaMikdash again. All my life, Sahur just told him like this, listen, Shada Shlicho, go send the Shlich, a messenger, to ask the king. But listen, take a real slowpoke. V'lezel Shosa, let him take a year till he gets there to get there to Rome. V'lakiv Shosa, let him dray a room there in Rome for a year. V'lahad Shosa, let him return to you in a year. V'kitzel, take him 3 years till you get the answer. In the middle of these 3 years now, Sosrelei, go break down the Beis HaMikdash, or Benisrelei, and build it up again. And Ovid Hochi, that's what Herodes did. He listened to Baba Ben Buta. So Maisa was Shochelei. The Romans sent back a letter like this. The messenger, the what they call slow mail, a 3 years messenger, came back, said like this, Emloi Sosrosa, if you did not knock it down yet, Al Tister, don't touch the Beis HaMikdash. V'yim Sosre, if you knocked it down already, Al Tivne, don't build it up again. But V'yim Sosrosa, or Benisa, but if you knocked it down already, and you did build it up already, Avda Bisha, you're like a bad Evid, boss of the Avdin, Mismalchin, like after you do, then you ask permission. So like that, they caught you, but I called upon him, it was up, to let it stay. Im Zayn Cholacho, Safrecha Kan. So Rashi says in Zeincho. Rashi says in Zeincho lecho sefrecha kan means in nizgoyis v'kli milchamtecho sharak the beis adenecho. That's why he's so proud that you killed out all the mechamim there. But sefer yuchsin shlechov yadeno. But we have the sefer yuchsin. We know who you really are. Yadanu shuatu evid. You heard this. You're making a big shot now. We know in Rome that you really own an evid. So, Kan Larekov Lobareka, that you're nothing here. Rashi Larekov means Le Melech Le Ben Melech. We know that you're not a king, not the king, not the son of a king. Hurdis Avdo Kalanya Misir. Kalanya Misav, Rashi says, Nasa Ben Chermelev. Hurdis like he freed himself. That's what the Romans said. Now, my Reka, what does it mean, a Reka? Malchusa. Now, the Romans says, you're not a king. The Pasuk says, Anoichi Ayoim Rach, O Moshuch Melech. So Mashma Rach has to do with the king. The boy is saying, another Pasuk Melech from here. Vayikru Lefon of Avrech. So Koponim, this is the Maisa. Heard this, that the Romans didn't touch him, but Koponim, they just told him, you did wrong. Amri, now it's said over, that me shall I roar binyan Hurdis. Whoever did not see this binyan that Hurdis built up the way he fixed up the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, loy roar binyan normi yomav. He never saw a beautiful building. But he made the Beis HaMikdash Mamish look beautiful. But my binyan, how did he build it up again? Omar Rabbah, the Avne Shisho, he took Avne Shaysh, that's marble stones, or Mirma, and with colorful ones. Rashi Shisho means Shaysh Yorick. A green marble, or Mirma, Shayish Lovin, with white marble. But the other thing makes yellow. Ika the army, some say, Biavni, Kukhla, Shisha, or Mirma. Kids are these beautiful stones. Rashi Kukhla means Shayish Savua, Kain Kachol. And maybe like red, dyed red. Apik Shofa, Vial Shofa. One row was sticking out, one row was sticking in. he heched in the kabel sida, in order that the shabig plaster should be able to fit in there very well. Now, sovel l'mishayi b'dahava. They thought to say, let's smear it down the outside with gold. We'll put gold instead of using plaster, instead of using a vase outside. Here, what do they use? Stucco. Instead of using stucco, they're going to use gold. They'll put gold all around it. Omalei Rabbanim, the Rabbanim said back to her this, no, Shafke, leave it the way it is right now. Dochi Shafetvei Demechsei Ki Yidvosa Diyama. It looks much prettier now. It looks like the wave of the ocean. That's the way it looks. Koporim, that was the Maisa, that he built up the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, Mamish, beautiful. How did he do it? He had workers, he had Jewish workers doing, building it up. Now, Obo Ben Buta, Hechi Yavid Hochi, how was he allowed to do this, to give advice to this Hurdis? How come Daniel got punished like Wasunsi was thrown into the den of lions by mice of Daniel? You know why Daniel got punished? He was thrown to the den of Arroyos in Mavnesha Hesia Eitzel in Nebuchadnezzar, because he gave advice to the king in Nebuchadnezzar. Mashman, that was the chet, you're not supposed to do that. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Lochein Malko Malchi Yashvur Olecha veChatiyecha Mitzdaka Porak veAviyoscha veMeichon Inian Hein Tehevei Ochol Lishlusva." Mash, because he spoke to the Melech, things happened. Oksiv, the other pasuk says, "Kula Mata Nevuchanetzar Malko Oksiv Lakatz Yarchin Train Eset." The end of 12 months. Takoponim, Daniel got punished for this, for speaking, giving an Eset to Nevuchanetzar. So how was Boba Babut allowed to now give an Eitzah to Hurdis? He voiced him one territory to tell you, Shani Yavda Dechai B'mitzvahs. Here Hurdis wasn't a total guy. He was an Eved Kanani. He was an Eved by Beis Chashmonoi. So they were ready to megayer him a little bit like an Eved. So therefore he has Chiv Mitzvahs like an Isha. So to him, you're allowed to give advice. That's not like the Nebuchadnezzar that was a guy Gama, a Rosh Gama. Here he was an Eved that's Mechuyi B'mitzvahs. So he voiced him another territory is Shani Beis HaMikdash. Di loy malchus loy misvini. If not for the king, he couldn't rebuild it. Like to fix up the base of Midish, you needed the king to do it. So therefore, the tzurich, Baba Ben Buta was allowed to ask the king. Mashenka and Badaniel, he didn't have to ask, he shouldn't have given advice to the Nebuchadnezzar. Now the Gemara says, Daniel minolan the inish, how do we know he got punished? Ilayim mishum dechsiv atik resta lehosech, the Esther called Hosech. And Amar Rav, Hosech zed Daniel. Samar says, "Honich lemandi yomer shechotchu migadlusoi." If a tik resta l'chosuk means he was called chosuk, they chopped him down from his greatness. Okay, that's the proof he got punished. But el lemandi yomer shekol divrei malchus nechtochtem apiv faket es shvach. That any all the words of the king was said through him. So that means he was a great person. So from this pasuk, we don't see that Daniel got punished. So how do we know Daniel got punished altogether? Michael Amemo, Samar says, "Ishad yua leguva di aruyusa." That Avios Bosa, that we know he was thrown into the den of the lions. So that was his punishment. He would know he was saved there, but Akol Purim, that was his punishment. Now Mishnah says, Hakil Kiminek Amadina. When you go to build up the wall between this Chotzer and Shutfim divide up, you have to build the wall. How thick is it? Kiminek Amadina. So Mar says, Hakol Asuyamai. When it says Hakil, the way you build it is, the way the normal manner of that city is, what are you coming to include? La Suya Asra the Nehiga Behutzav Adafna. And a place that the only way they build that wall is with simple, Rashi says, a hutza means lulve de kolim, the leaves of the palm, the palm branches. Vedafno, anve eitz arumim, branches of this tree. Kitzur, they only make a wall, a fence, made out of the branches, if that's the minik hamokam, that when you make a division between a chotzer, the way you make the staff, the ezek ria, is by making a wall out of branches, that's okay. Then the Mishnah says, Lefikoch. Therefore, like since we know that the two shutfim together helped in building up this wall, and they both gave place to build the wall on it, in Nochwala Kaisel, later on this Kaisel, this wall in between the two Chatzarim, fall down. So says the Mishnah, Hamokim v'yavonim shoshneim, that the place of the on the ground, the place of the Kaisel, and the stones belong to both of them. So Mar says, Pshita, of course you know that. Since the Mishnah says the din is that both of them have to build it together, so pshit, if it falls down later, we know who built it. They both had to build it together. So what do you got to tell me for? So when it says, Latzricha the Kiddush is, did not follow a shusa the chad minayum, that the kaisel fell down into one side. The whole wall fell down on one side of the chutzar, into Reuven's side. Inami or else, the peninu chad the shusa the day, that one of them cleaned up all the stones on his side. says, so ma the time I would have thought to say, never either chamaisim chaver all of araya. Like the chur, it's a very strong thing now. One shut of one person is holding on to all the stones. And he's saying that, no, I did not build it with you. I built it myself. So chur, I would have thought to say that since he's a muhsig, he's holding on to the stones now, we could only take it away from him if we have edim that the other one helped building it. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that this is considered like edim. That since there's a minig hamakom, that when we make a chaluka, it's the kon of the rabbana now, that both of them have to help build together, that kamat like edim are telling us that when they build it together, therefore even though one of them right now is holding on to it, there's no chsarin for the Mashiach HaMeir all over Raya. Alright, Dina. Right. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein begina. The same halach applies to a garden. This is the second part of the Mishnah. That v'chein begina. Mokim shenogu ligdor machayav noisai. If the minig is to build up a wall, when you divide up your garden, the gina, also you have to build it up. Tomorrow, guf akasha. It's akasha now. Or Matt, you're telling me now, v'chein begina, that mokim shenogu ligdor machayav noisai. Mashma, that only because if it's a minig to build it up, then you have to. But min astam, if there's no minig, ain't mechayav noisai. You don't have to build it up. That's what's mashma by a gina. By a gina, it depends. If the minig hamokim is that when you divide up a gina, you have to build a wall, then yes. But if there's no special minig, we say you don't have to. If so, aim is safe. What does the sefer say? Avu v'bika, but by the bika, by the valley, mokim shinogu shlaligdor, ain't mechayav noisai. If the minig is not to build up a wall now, you don't have to. Mashma astama machayav noisai. Mashma min astam, even by a valley, min astam, when shutfim divide up the property in the valley, they do have to build up a wall. So it's a stira. Hash destam gina. Or mataloi, like madach by a gina, by a garden, which there was far as before. Since things grow there, you have the whole crop growing, there's a big hezek ria, there's a big sphere to say, when you divide up, we want a wall there, that somebody shouldn't look over and look into you and give you an ayin hara. Still you tell me, minastam, you don't have to build a wall, if so, dika mi boy, by dika for sure you don't have to build up minastam. So chur tzastira. Omer Abaye says, no hokikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'chein stam gina, that gina minastam is also the same way. Over Mokim Shinogu Ligda Vitika Machayov Noisai. That Avad Minastam Agina is the best way. Agina, God Minastam, people do build up walls. Because of the swear we had in the Gemara before. That since in the garden you have things growing there, you have your own cornfield there. So there's a big iron horror somewhere looking. So therefore, Minastam, you build a wall. Only if the meaning is not to. Mashenken, by a bika, then by bika minastam, you don't build up a wall. Dafko, v'mokim, shenogu ligda, v'bika machayav noisai. That's what the Mishnah means. Minastam, again, is yes. Minastam, a bika is no. Only if in this bika, the minig is to build up with a wall, then you have to make a wall. Alright, turn over. So it says, oh, Malay Rover, it says back, and came if so, my Avul. What are you telling me now, Avul? It says, Avul Bebika. Mamash Mitzinu Alocha. It's not, according to this, it's a continuation. El Arazo Amar Rav Ochi Ketor. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Vechein Stam Gino. Kimokim Shinogu Ligdodomi. Shino, a Stam Gino, a Stam Garden, that has things growing, when two shuftim divide up, Minastam, it's like a Mokom, that the Minig is to build up a wall. They have to build up the wall. Umechayav Enoisa, and umechayav them to build up the wall. Avos tam bika, boras tam bika, kimokam shaloi nagudami. And the mechayav Enoisa. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Same pshat, but it's a little different how you read a little different. That a stam bika is like a mokam, you do not build up a wall. And therefore, the stam valley, when you divide up the property, you're not mechayav to build up a wall between them. Now the Mishnah says, Elim Roitza, what's going to be by a valley? If one of them does want to build up a wall, so the other one doesn't have to do it. Only one that wants to does it by himself. So what should he do? Emrotza kindness of Zerchalai. He has to move into his own property. Ubaina, the Yaisachazist, and he builds up the wall all by himself, and in his own property builds up the wall. And he has to make a sign on top of the wall that it's his wall. Now, my chazist, what is this chazist? Amarafuna achvei, something like turning over, achvei lekarna labar, like make the top corner like stick over labar. Outside. You make the top stick out outside. That's a simin that you build it. The top of the wall has sticking out outwards. Fred Gemara Benevol Malagav. Why do you have it sticking outwards? Make it that the corner should be. You should stick it inside towards you. So Mor says, no, if you'd stick this simon towards you, then Ovid Chavra Nami Malabar, then the other side, you know what he would do? He would climb up on his side of the wall, and he'll put also a simon, build out bricks on the outside. Therefore, if your simon is inside towards you, he'll go outside and build towards him. So it wouldn't be a good proof. Therefore, the Yomim will say the D or the Dehu. We built it together. Therefore, the Eitzer is when Reuven on the right side builds the wall, he should put the sign on the outside. Therefore, the only way is for the other guy to come into his side and build it up. He can't come into your property. Therefore, we're not afraid. Tomorrow says, no, Yehochi, if so, now also, Hashtanami Gai is Leichavri. Listen, the guy on the other side, he'll chop it off. What's the Eitzer now? If you build up the guy on the right side, builds it up himself, so it's sitting on top of your wall, make it a thing sticking out. So that the Makasha, the guy on the outside will come and chop it off. So he'll take away your simin. The Yomer again, he'll say this wall is without any simin, and therefore the D or the Dehu was both of ours. Tomorrow says, no, that we're not afraid about. I'll tell you, Gizusa made the idea. If it was there and he chopped it off, we could tell. That's you could tell if a piece of the wall was chopped off. That he can't do. So that's the eight, so you have to put this projection on the outside, not on the inside. No, you stick it inside. Yitaka make the extra simin stick coming inside. For the Gemara, why? If you never malabar, when do it outside? And the Gemara, exile, if you do it outside, then the outside guy will chop it off. The Yomer, then he'll say, we build it together. For the Gemara, Hachi, if so, Hashtanami, Layif Lechavrei. Now that you're building yours inside towards you, the other guy will build inside towards him. He'll build on the other side. He'll also add a projection. He'll add onto the wall. So this day, the Gemara,